Hello and welcome to Pumped, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Vogon, and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from the different disciplines, from downhill to cross country, or from triathlon to road racing. And today I'm talking to Emilio Hoffere, who is the distributor of Schwalbe in Chile and is also involved into the gravel race across Andes. Hey Emilio, thanks a lot for taking the time to do the podcast with us. Where are you right now?
Thanks to you, Toby. I'm at my home right now, at my wife's office, looking at the hills. I'm surrounded of trees, hills, and ridable environment.
Okay.
Environment.
So you're living in Chile, one of the nicest places I've ever been to. And Chile turns to a mountain bike destination in the last couple of years. So what makes Chile to a really cool mountain bike destination?
Well, first of all, the Andes. All our country is along and beside the Andes, and all the terrain between the mountains and the beach and the sea have different kind surface, different kind of levels, different kinds of inclinations. The variety for riding is wonderful. In the north, you have dusty sand from the desert. In the central zone, you have the classical anti-grip with a lot of dust. Something like cocoa mixed with sharp stones. That is very difficult to have a grip with the tires. And then more to the south, mountains are lower and the terrain is more organic, is softer. And the scenery all along from north to the south is very beautiful. Deserts, valleys, forests, rivers, lakes, you can find everything. So that's make so attractive. To ride a bike in Chile. Also mountain biking or road biking, gravel or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a great biking destiny.
So I've been to Chile twice, and once for Enduro World Cup in Navados de Chilean, which is I think not that far away from Santiago, huh? It's just a couple of hours.
No.
It's been really an amazing race and an amazing race venue because, as you said, I mean, the trails are so different even in that small space where we race.
Yeah.
and one of the reasons why Chile is so cool for me is you have such great fans. I mean, racing in Chile, all the fans on the side of the track, they are so involved into racing and so hyped and so happy. How comes that they are so into mountain biking and into cheering these racers?
Sorry, I didn't get you very good the question, sorry.
Okay, so, I mean, in Chile, the fans, they are really supportive to the riders. And how comes that they...
Enthusiastic.
And they are cheering and they are hyped. How comes that they are so interested into mountain biking? Because mountain biking is still quite a young sport, right?
Yeah, but there is a lot of races and there is a very tight community. Everybody is friend with each other, or there are many kind of tribals, of very tight groups that hypes a lot to the French when going to racing. I think everybody loves biking, even if it is racing, or even if it is not racing, you are part of the same activity with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this time you have to ride, and next time it's other who's be riding.
Yeah.
But we are all together. We share that fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's really cool, and yeah, especially with more races in Chile coming up, like the Andes Pacifico or the Across Andes, where you're involved in, it brings more and more international racers to your country, right? And that shows how good this country is for mountain biking.
Yeah, there is always a good event here to come. Previously was Across Andes, as you said. Also the Enduro World Series. Now Across Andes. There are another events as Trans Andes for cross country,
mm-hmm.
And every year is going one or two great events to come.
Yeah, and the perfect thing is, I mean, we as Europeans, we're having winter and it's cold and it's miserable outside, and you are in full summer, so it's the perfect idea to come over to Chile and enjoy the South America, this South American summer. So what is I mean, Chile is such a long country. And what is the biggest challenge for people who want to come to Chile for enjoying the riding as a tourist? What is the hardest challenge for them?
Well, I think Nevados de Chillán is a great spot to challenge yourself. You have some great trails, some of hiking. And you can pass by, I don't know, 2 weeks having riding every day and having finding new trails, and it is a great spot to come. Also the northern Patagonia, the lakes sound, the lakes zone in Pucón, Villarrica. Also more to the south, going to Valdivia, there are great spots to ride. Even in Santiago, the central zone, if you want to meet the anti-grip, we have a great bike park very close to the city, La Parva. There is also opening a new one now, El Colorado. And a classic into the downtown, we have a hill too, the Cerro San Cristobal, that is one of the older downhill spots in the country. So you have a lot
to ride,
a lot of spots to come.
But I think it's quite hard to get around in Chile, right? There are not so many streets going from A to B. Sometimes you have to fly because it's such a big country. And the best thing to explore Chile is probably to join a race like Across Andes.
Yeah, exactly.
So this year, just in the end of the European season, a couple of riders joined you for the Across Andes. So can you explain what exactly the format of Across Andes is and what to expect from this race?
Well, Across Andes is a ultra cycling gravel race, completely self-supported. It is 1,000 kilometers with 12,000 climbing meters, and you have a maximum of 6 days to do it. It goes around, I don't remember, but it's about seven or eight volcanoes, through some very beautiful lagoons and scenery, going from the Andes to the sea. You can know most of our terrain from the high Andes, from the volcanoes, the hot sand, to the cold beaches, windy, and all in between, all the lakes in between. The sceneries are incredible, very natural. It's very virgin. Two little roads and a lot of country people. That is.
So you say it's the longest time you can use it's 6 days, but how far are the winning guys and the winning girls? How far? How many time? How much time do they need?
The winner this year was Ulrich Bartholomeus, and he took 49 hours.
Whoa.
It was amazing. I think he didn't sleep at all. And the fastest woman was Cynthia Fraser, that I think she did 65 hours, if I don't remember.
It's incredible how fast these guys are, huh? These guys and girls. It's
Yeah, they are beasts. They are beasts.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so impressive. And how does it work? I mean, if you're like a normal rider and you're going from using 6 days, I mean, you sleep during that time. Is there a campground or do you sleep at any places or how does it work as a normal rider?
Well, every rider has its own race. For some people, there is not a competitive race, so you can rent some hosting and plan the riding through the days, and have a comfortable ride. Or you can sleep anywhere beside the road, in a bus stop, or whenever the sleep goes you down.
Or you
Everyone
skip
makes his own race,
sleeping
you know.
completely.
Everybody has his own strategy. That's one of the greatest things of this kind of competition, because everybody set its own challenge, and you know when you're satisfied doing it, and or you're not satisfied with what you made. So there are as many different ways to do as people are, you know.
Yeah, so this is really cool, and this is part of the spirit of gravel racing, I think, huh? It's not always about the race, it's more about enjoying it and having your
And about
own.
experience,
Yeah, and this is what I
and about
really love.
experience is, yeah, especially when you are when you don't sleep. Your mental enter into a different kind of working. You are more emotional, and as you have many hours alone over your bike, you travel into your mind with a deepness I have never felt before.
Yeah.
I know. Maybe nobody had a time like that, but that's for me was the most meaningful. The internal travel you do,
yeah,
riding so many hours and having a so special mental situation.
Yeah. So as you said, I mean, we have this super fast. People like Cynthia, and then we have the normal guys. And you are not just the working for Schwalbe, you are also competed in this race. So what was your schedule and your plan going into the race this year?
my plan was to go below 100 hours. Mm-hmm. But as I started the first day, the cramps on my muscles made me virtually start the race again.
Okay.
So I dropped my first goal of 100 hours, and it was finishing. I'm finishing in good shape.
Yeah.
I took a lot of care of my legs every time I faced I don't know, a 6% climbing. I went off the bike. Because to take care of my knees, and I finally took 108 hours or 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That was very close to my first goal.
Yeah, it is. Huh?
And I felt very not destroyed, you know. I wanted to pedal the next day and the next day and the next day. It was just about recovering from the sleeping.
Yeah.
As having a super heavy jet lag, you know.
Yeah.
But after, I don't know, a week or 10 days, went back to the training and getting prepared for 2023.
So this is good. So normally while you're racing you think, oh man, this was the dumbest idea I ever had, and I will not compete in this race ever again. And 2 hours after the finish line, okay, so should we do it next year again? Yeah, probably should.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always that, with that this hard racing. So
yeah, that was something special for me. That was something very special for me too, that I never had the sensation of or willing to quit. I always was singing or laughing or or hyping myself to have a good mood, and it worked for the 110 hours.
Yeah. So this is probably the only way how to do it, huh? To be happy, to help yourself, and not falling into this deep hole. If you're not happy and you're struggling with yourself.
Sure.
So you did everything right.
Thank you.
So I think for next year, the race is already sold out. So how many riders have been on the start line this year, and how many will be next year?
This year, I think there was 158.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, I think the availability is 150.
Okay.
So it's... because the logistics are more complex.
Yeah.
And as I told to the organizers, there are always a chance to get in again because there is a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
And many people during the year from here to the event can fall down. So despite now it is full, there is not closed for new possible registrations.
Okay, that means if you want to compete in this race, it's definitely worth it to be on the waiting list and try to get a spot for next year. So
exactly.
Will you be racing there next year again?
Of course.
This is good.
Of
hey,
course.
Emilio, thanks a lot for your time and yeah, congratulations on this great race and this achievement to do it. And next year, I will see you 99 hours and 50 minutes being under 100. So really cool. Hey, thanks a lot. And hopefully we will talk soon again.
Thanks to you, Toby. And cheers to all the German and European community. You'll be very welcome coming to Ride a Bike in Chile.
That sounds really good. And hopefully I will be back in Chile soon and enjoy some of these great trails. So thanks and bye-bye.
Excellent. Bye-bye.